You're listening to Virginia Trioli on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Coming up next, we are remembering a giant of international comedy, part of the group that wrote the rule book and inspired a generation. Terry Jones has died after enduring for a period of time a very unusual and rare form of dementia. But the comedy lives on.
He can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see.
What?
How are we today?
Better.
Better?
Better get a bucket. I'm going to throw up.
Now, you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now, go away.
Who are you?
I'm his mother, that's who.
Certainly was his mother. We cut out, I think, probably the golden line of that, which was the following question from the crowd. Are you a virgin? And his response was immortal. That, of course, Terry Jones from the Monty Python gang. And he has died after what was a struggle with a form of dementia. Sean McAuliffe is our celebrated comedian here in Australia, the host of Mad as Hell, and was lucky enough to spend time with Terry Jones a little bit of time ago. Sean McAuliffe, good morning.
Hello, Virginia. How are you? Very sad news, but we knew that Terry Jones had been ill for some time. But yes, I did. I got to meet Terry back in about 2003, and he was over here for the Melbourne Writers Festival, and he was doing I think he was just on holiday, and somebody just said, "Oh, would you like to, you know, do something at the Writers Festival?" And he said, "Oh, yes, of course, yes." So they rang me, and so I got to correspond with Terry via email, and then met him for lunch, and then got to interview him. And the great thing about him, I mean, he was obviously hugely influential to not only me, but sort of anybody, any comedian, I think, born after a certain age. The crowd loved him, and he invited me to be in one of the sketches that he was going to do on stage.
So wow.
I got to perform with him. So, you know, just for a fanboy, this is just...
That goes just to the top of the CV, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I suspect he was like that with everybody, because a lot of people in the audience during the Q&A session were talking about personal correspondence they'd had with him. Somebody said, "Oh, you remember that script I sent you 7 years ago?" And Terry said, "What was it about?" And the guy told him, and he said, "Oh, yes, I remember that. Now, what you need to do is..." I mean, so he was very, I suspect he was just very warm and open with everybody. And one of the things I treasure is this memory I have just going on before we went on stage, and we were there for about an hour and backstage, and we chatted about everything and nothing really. But Douglas Adams had just passed away, and Terry had been good friends with Douglas Adams and had written with him, and you know, was very upset about his passing, as any good friend would be. But he was very he was talking to me like we'd known each other for years. So he was sharing those personal things. And I think they just had a falling out with Eric Idle, because I think Python were going to do a reunion show in Las Vegas. And then I think Terry and Michael Palin said, "Oh, I don't really want to do it." So Eric was all cross and went off on a tour of his own, but then wrote Spamalot. So they all made several million dollars out of deciding not to do Las Vegas, which is not bad logic. But look, you know, I suspect he touched many people. Many of the people who loved the comedy were also touched on a personal level by Terry too. And you know, I felt like someone I knew had passed away when I heard this morning.
I think everyone feels that way, particularly when, as with everything that gang did, so many of their lines you just incorporate into your life and into your soul, and you use so often it becomes part of you.
But you're right, it becomes part of your matrix.
Absolutely, just part of your language. But I think it's important to remember that he was the director of what is now regarded by many, myself included, as the greatest comedic film ever made, which is The Life of Brian. Not only did he star, of course, as Mandy Cohen, Brian's mum, but he was the director of that, and the direction is perfection.
It is. It's a very, I mean, it's obviously still a very funny film. It's a very brutal, satirical film, but it is a very beautiful film. It is a very handsome-looking film, the choices that he made. And he also did a film called Toad of Toad Hall, where he played Toad. And he directed that film as well. And that is equally, it's not as well known.
But I've not seen it.
It's a stunning film. It's a musical. And a lot of the Pythons are in it, as well as Steve Coogan and a whole lot of the, what would have then been the younger brigade of comedians coming up. Mm. It's worth a look. I think it's a fine testimony to his life as much as Life of Brian is.
Monty Python, it's... achievement and legacy is a double-edged sword for comedians like you and of your generation and older as well. There are many comedians who have fallen into the gaping maw of just wanting to imitate and ape Monty Python and the like, even while I'm sure it must be inspirational to you as a comedian. Were you aware of loving them, and I'm sure a part of you even wanting to imitate them, but knowing that you needed to forge your own way?
Well, yeah, look, I think that's right. I think when you're introduced, I mean, for me, it was, I kind of missed the TV series and watched that later, but it was the films for me. So I was probably about 16 years old. And like I say, it does enter your matrix. And if you end up being a comedian, when I used to watch myself back to check if I was going any good on TV, I would see hints, clearly, you know, influences of Python that I wasn't even aware of. You know, it does just enter your being. And, you kind of do your best to transcend it or step to the left or step to the right of it. But, you know, quite frankly, if it works, and if it's funny, I'm quite happy to borrow.
Well, yes. Great art steals, as they say. Thank you, Sean.
No worries.
Sean McAuliffe, one of our most famous and celebrated comedians and the host of Mad as Hell, remembering Terry Jones, who has died at the really sadly young age of 77.